From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Closing arguments begin today in John Edwards' corruption trial. The former presidential candidate is accused of violating federal campaign finance law by using donors' money to conceal his extramarital affair during the 2008 Democratic primary. An autopsy is being conducted today on Mary Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife. The 52-year-old mother of four was found dead of an apparent suicide yesterday at the family compound in New York. Kennedy was known to have battled drugs and alcohol. She was also arrested twice around the time her husband had filed for divorce in 2010. But today, family and friends are remembering Mary Kennedy as a beloved sister, generous friend, and gifted architect. Chinese human rights lawyer Chen Guangcheng says officials have told him he could have a passport within 15 days. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Chen appears to be moving closer to leaving for the U.S. following a diplomatic crisis between Beijing and Washington.
Officials did not give Chen a definite date, but they took his passport application and said he and his family should have passports by the end of May. Chen, a blind lawyer who fought forced abortions here, escaped from house arrest last month and sought refuge in the American embassy in Beijing. The incident was a huge embarrassment for China's government. Two of Chen's relatives were beaten after he escaped and remain in custody. After 6 days under U.S. protection, Chen left the embassy but said he feared for his safety. Washington and Beijing found an elegant solution, allowing Chen to study at a U.S. university, a common practice for many Chinese. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Ratko Mladic's war crimes trial is suspended. The court in The Hague determined prosecutors had failed to turn over evidence to the defense, which had requested more time. The prosecution plans to call more than 400 witnesses to testify against Mladic. The level of first-time filers for unemployment remains steady in the U.S., the Labor Department says. Claims remain unchanged last week at a seasonally adjusted level of 370,000. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports that's slightly higher than the market forecast.
Last week's levels are higher than what economists expected, but week-to-week firing activity can bounce around. So economists often look at the four-week moving average in jobless claims, and there the trend is decreasing, reversing an upward trend that started early last month. Meanwhile, the big economic and political question is whether hiring will pick up or continue its lackluster pace. Economists worry a slow job market could drag other sectors of the economy down with it. Last month, the economy added only 115,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate remained at 8.2%. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Dow is down 67 points. This is NPR. Google searches are getting smarter. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the internet company is revamping its search engine to provide more accurate results with a new tool called Knowledge Graph.
The service is an information warehouse of some 500 million people, places, and things. That database helps Google provide better search finds. Johanna Wright is one of the leads on Google Search.
Google's long aspired to give you results and give you answers to things that you've actually meant when you typed into the search box, not just directly what you said.
So, say someone enters a search query for warriors. Google will now display a box on the right side of the page with options such as the Golden State Warriors or the Warriors movie. Click on which choice you want, and you'll receive results exclusively devoted to that topic. Google currently controls 67% of the search engine market. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
More than 20 countries are donating funds to the Afghan army, totaling more than $4 billion, and more pledges are expected as leaders gather this weekend in Chicago for the NATO summit. The U.S. has said support for the Afghan government should remain a multilateral funding effort. The Iranian government is warning the U.S. not to use next week's talks in Baghdad to pressure Tehran into halting its nuclear activities. The West suspects Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons, a claim the Islamic Republic continues to deny. We're seeing U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow off 86 points at last glance, 12,514, NASDAQ off 37, now more than 1% at 2837, and the S&P 500 down 11 points. This is NPR.